think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Catch Me If You Can is a Broadway musical based on the 2002 film of the same name, which itself was based on the 1980 autobiography of Frank Abagnale Jr. The story follows Frank Abagnale Jr., an American teenager, who discovers a way to write bad checks to the tune of millions of dollars while he poses as a Pan Am pilot, a Georgia doctor, and a Louisiana attorney. Frank is pursued by FBI agent Carl Hanratty. Now, Crystal Lake South High School is mounting a production of Catch Me If You Can, playing Fridays and Saturdays through February 29th. Joining me in the studio today, we have Ben Stoner, the director of the show, and two of his student actors, Ricky Falbo, who plays Frank Abagnale Jr., and Ben Sisko, who plays FBI agent Carl Hanratty. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, Ben, a lot of people are familiar with Catch Me If You Can from the 2002 Steven Spielberg film, but taking a story from a movie and repackaging it as a Broadway musical involves making certain changes. Mm-hmm. What are some of the similarities to the movie that we can expect to see?
Well, the story that we know is still intact. I mean, it's the story of a kid who discovers that he has this knack for fraud, and it takes him to amazing places. You know, on a stage, it is it's been reconceived for a musical, and so as Broadway audiences love, there's a love story at the heart of this show that is essentially embellished from real life, that really is a fleeting moment in the film. That's one of the changes that the show's creative team decided to make. And the other big one is the concept. The concept of the show really allows for Frank Abagnale Jr. to tell the story as a show within a show. The show starts and ends with the same scene of his arrest. And he pleads to Carl Hanratty to say, I think these people deserve to hear the story from my point of view. And so he goes on and Carl allows him the freedom to tell the audience's story. So it's kind of this 1960s variety show format, which allows for quite a difference from the movie, of course, which is told in a, you know, very simplistic linear narrative, which is fascinating, but also, you know, this is the kind of Broadway musical version of what you'd expect in a film.
Okay. Now, Ricky, you are playing a character that was originated on Broadway by Aaron Tveit, who has just an amazing voice.
Oh, yes.
How do you prepare to bring your own interpretation of this character to life?
Well, after seeing, I've actually saw like a little part of him, and I've loved Aaron Tveit. Like,
yeah.
He's a great singer.
He's
like
amazing.
In Les Mis, I saw him in Les Mis. He's a great singer. And obviously, he's got a lot of talent, and he's studied this. He's known this for his whole life, and like he's been working on it. And I'm kind of just starting this up, and it's definitely a struggle to like not copy what he's doing, because I've listened to this soundtrack for like a long time. But we're definitely going through different changes in how I'm going to pursue the character, and it's definitely really cool that I can just do it my own way, because doing it your own way is kind of special in how I can portray the character. And I think it's definitely really cool.
What are some of the interesting things that you're bringing to the character?
I'm definitely putting a more, like, serious. I feel like I'm more serious, and I'm just kind of putting it as, like, he's a kid, and it's cool because I know Aaron Tveit is, like, he's kind of an older when he played the role, and the fact that I can play it as, like, a kid that's his age and that he can, like, really relate to this character and, like, how when you're struggling, like what you go through at this age, and that's definitely a good side that I can bring to it.
All right. Now, Ben, you're playing FBI agent Carl Hanratty, for which Norbert Leo Butz won a Best Actor in a Musical Tony Award.
Yeah.
Do you feel any added pressure following in his footsteps?
No.
I mean, a little bit. It's hard not to go into a role where an actor won such a big award for this and not feel that you have to do that well. The role itself is just so amazing to play. It has such a wide range of emotions and vocals in it that I feel really blessed to play. And being able to feel like I'm playing the same role that Norbert Leo Butz once played, I just feel really lucky for that.
All right. Now, Ben, there has been a trend on Broadway of adapting movies to the stage. Why do you think that is?
Well, today's Broadway producers, the cost of everything has gone up, and that means the risk has gone up. And so producers have a safety in a title that is familiar. And I think that's why jukebox musicals became, very mm-hmm. popular. It still are for the last couple of decades. You take a movie that everybody knows. I mean, I'm seeing it now. This film is 18 years old, and yet anytime anyone asks about what show we're doing, we say the title, and everyone has that familiarity. And so even though, and we feel the same, we still feel a little of the same pressure to produce a show that will entice audiences to come, but at least we know, even though they don't know the musical version of the story, they have that familiarity with the title. So it doesn't feel like you're doing this obscure musical, even though most common community audiences don't know this musical. They know the title, and it's a way in. So I definitely think that's the reason why these movies are being turned into musicals.
So do you think that doing state adaptations of popular movies helps to introduce musical theater to new audiences?
I have to assume that that's true. I mean, it's easy to see the success, for instance, that Beetlejuice has had. There are young people who may not know that movie and who may not know Broadway musicals, quite frankly, and they're being enticed into this world. I mean, so often there is a show that comes along that really does open up its audience to a much broader crowd than your typical kind of theater geek. And and a lot of times, I know that we could cite reference after reference of, Mean Girls, Beetlejuice, I just mentioned, shows that are huge successes right out of the gate because of that immediate familiarity.
Yeah. Now, Ricky, what attracted you to the role of Frank Avagnale Jr.?
Oh, my gosh. So many things. What attracted me the most is, how he interpreted this. What attracted me the most was how he's just this kid who's just had, he looked up to his father. And, I look up to my father and my parents. And he looked up to his father, and he saw somebody. He's, this really cool guy. And the fact, something big happened. They got a divorce, and they're just, all just breaking loose. And the fact that he's moving into somebody else, and he's like, oh my gosh, what just happened? And he doesn't know what to do. He's in confusion. He's what do I do now, since my parents are just, they're just separate, and now he's looks like I'm just gonna have to run away, because he's not used to this, them being so separate, and he's looked up to them for his entire life. And the fact that he's just decided to run away, and he's doing all this other stuff, being a pilot, being a lawyer, and he's doing all these other roles, which is really cool. He's being a lawyer, he's being a doctor, he's a playboy. he's just all these cool things. And I think that's really cool that you can interpret so many different roles in one role. And I think that's really cool.
Was this a role that you had wanted to play for a while, or did things just fall into place?
Well, actually, I kind of knew it before. And I've sung one of my audition songs was Goodbye, and it's one of his like really big songs at the end. Like when I heard that we're doing Catch Me If You Can, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I've been looking up to Aaron Tveit my entire life, and the fact that it just all kind of fell into place was really cool. And yeah,
what's been the most difficult part of preparing for the role?
The most difficult part was probably changing from a kid to an adult. Like we were kind of, mm-hmm. Mr. Stone and I were working on how he's not always a kid. Like he's known that like the reason people trust him is because he's an adult and that he's not just a kid and he's like a mature adult, and that's how he can play a lawyer or a doctor, because people trust him. People like his face. People like who he is as a person. And that's kind of a little difficult to change from a kid to an adult, but it's definitely something that we're working on, and we're working really hard on it.
Now, Ben, what appealed to you about the role of Carl Hanratty?
I think probably the first thing that really drew me to the role was Norbert Leo Butz's portrayal of him. I mean, I've been looking up to him forever. I mean, Fiero, him in Big Fish. He's been one of my great inspirations just as a performer. And I'd known this show for a while, and I loved all the songs. I'd love his portrayal. And getting to know that we're doing this show just excited me so much, even just the chance that I might have gotten to play this role.
Now, while Ricky is playing a character close to his own age, you are playing a middle-aged man.
Yeah.
What has been the most difficult part about bringing the character believably to life?
Probably the physicality of the movements. I feel like I personally give off the physical appearance, height.
Self-described dad energy.
Yes, self-described dad energy.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tall, I'm large. Like, I give the physical appearance of an elderly man, but moving like one, I do not. I've been known to prance and skip around and trying to get my head of that's not what a middle-aged man does,
right,
has been one of the harder things for me.
And yet the role really requires a lot of movement that you wouldn't expect from, you know, someone middle-aged, although, you know, I suppose that probably describes me too, so I...
Now, speaking of you, the director, Crystal Lake High School has a winning tradition of presenting fabulous theater. How important do you think it is to have performing arts in the schools?
It is precisely the thing that drew me to this job as a young man, was the opportunity to give students experiences that they could be proud of, that they could express themselves, that they could forge a bond with such a large group. And as a young performer myself, I found this incredible drive to participate in something much larger than myself. I mean, that's the great thing about theater, right? It's something that we all... We need each other. There's that vital connection that we all have. We need every single one of us, whether we're cast, crew, orchestra, and yet nobody can do it by themselves. And yet we're all important. And so that opportunity as young people to step outside themselves, it is difficult in today's world for students to shed that those narcissistic qualities of I am the center of my world, and to be able to participate in a much larger creative venue that allows for self-expression, that allows for emotional connection among large groups of people, it's magic, and it's incredible to be able to watch that happen time after time after time. It's a privilege beyond words.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Catch Me If You Can, starring Ricky Falbo and Ben Sisko, plays Friday, February 21st, and Saturday, February 22nd at 7 p.m., Friday, February 28th at 7 p.m., and Saturday, February 29th at 1 p.m., and 7 p.m. at the Crystal Lake South High School Theater. For ticket information, go online to cls.d155.org. If you go to the website and scroll down to the bottom of the page, you will see the Catch Me If You Can logo to click on for ticket information. Now, Ricky, in addition to plays and musicals that you do at Crystal Lake High School, you also have a number of professional credits to your resume, including starring in the pre-Broadway tryout of Diary of a Wimpy Kid. For that, you had to move to Minnesota for the duration of the run. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. I mean, all the people, all the kids, and just having a great time there. I mean, the fact that, like, Rachel Rockwell, our director, the fact that she just saw something in me, and it was just amazing, the experience that we had. That we all just had a blast. I mean, of course, it's tough work because there's a lot of singing and dancing, and there's, you only get one day off. But we definitely had a great time, and I would do that in a heartbeat right now if I could, because I had such a great time.
Now, Ben, Ricky is probably not the first student actor you've worked with who had some professional experience under his belt. When it comes to high school theater, do you think it is helpful or a detriment to have kids who have been in professional shows?
I think it's wonderful. I mean, to have students who come to you with these experiences, it absolutely transcends their ability to tell a story and to shed some of the natural nervous energy that I think you know, a lot of performers have. In a case like Ricky, it's a privilege because he is so humble and so grounded. I mean, I think that the detriment you speak of could potentially be in a student who feels like high school theater is beneath them. But
I
honestly can't say that I've ever felt that in students who have had some professional experiences. If anything, I think they lean on us a little bit for the support to help them understand that I think they feel sometimes the expectation of everybody knows I have this professional career, and yet I've also got, I'm just a high school kid.
Yeah.
You know, I can sympathize with that. I feel like I try to support the students in that way, that they don't have to be anything different than everybody else and their peers.
Now, Ben, you have a lot of great experience yourself playing some pretty fun roles. What is your favorite role that you've played to date?
I think my most favorite role that I've played happened really recently. This fall at the high school, our play was Leaving Iowa, which is a story about, it's a family in Iowa and their son, Don Browning, who the entire play is about Don's recollection of their family experiences and him kind of coming to grips with his father. I was lucky enough to play the father in that show, which was great for me. It was kind of a comedic role. I got to be zany and big, but at the end of it all, it was really emotional, and it was just me and the guy who's playing Don Browning just connecting, and it felt amazing just to be there and have this wide range of zany to quiet to emotional to intense. That role I think I will remember for forever.
And he was phenomenal.
And I cried at the end of it, so. And that's hard to do, and I loved it.
Ricky, is Frank Avagnale Jr. a fun role to play?
Oh, of course. I mean, you're playing all these roles. You're a lawyer, and it's like you got all these other cool things under your belt. You could be a doctor. You could play it any way you want. And the fact that it's just like
you got girls around you all the time.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, but it's definitely a great role. Like I love it so much.
Now, I found when I'm creating a character, I try to find the similarities between myself and the character to bring it to life believably. How are you similar to Frank?
He just likes ordinary. Like we talked about this before. In one line that we talked, Mr. Stoner and I talked about this. He said something about like how ordinary is beautiful, and the fact that that's such a cool line. Ordinary is beautiful, and you can just live your life and living in ordinary is okay because people love that. And the fact that all this stuff is going around him, all this divorce and how he's a pilot, but then he's just looking for ordinary. And that's what I look for all the time. I just love ordinary and just, yeah.
Well, and I'll jump in and tell that what Ricky, because of his modesty, won't tell himself. You know, Ricky has a really unbelievably charismatic presence. And on stage, you understand why the world kind of falls into place for him. He's charming and he is, you know, very magnetic. And I can see how a young Frank Abagnale could have doors open for him and people kind of, you know, happy to cater to him because he's just this charming young man who, okay, that's what you say. I'll trust that. You know, we all can be victimized, I think, sometimes by people who just have a natural charisma and credibility and a winning smile, you know? I mean, that's really, I think, the essence of that character, which Ricky possesses beautifully.
Now, Ben, I'm going to follow up the same line of questioning with you. How are you similar to the character of Agent Hanratty?
Carl Hanratty is a really down-to-earth and down-to-brass-tacks character. He does not spend much time joking around, messing around. When he gets started on work, he's all work. And I like to think of myself as that. I think sometimes that's definitely true of myself, and sometimes that's less true. But me and him, we work. And that's all we do is work. And as soon as it's not work time, I think that's another place where as soon as we're not working, that's where we can have some fun.
All right. Now, Ben, why did you select this particular musical for your students to perform in this year?
I felt the material is strong. The music is written by a team of artists who also did Hairspray. So this team is known for their upbeat, fun songs. I was bringing
the music
back.
Is great.
The music is fantastic. It's got this very jazz score, 1960s jazz score to it. That's it really infectious. I have a returning new choreographer coming back to me, who is just incredibly well versed in terms of helping young people look good dancing, and I wanted to be able to feature her, and so she was able to bring some really incredible physical pictures to the stage. I knew I wanted that. I actually read the show a few years ago and didn't feel like the timing was right for me in terms of my talent pool, but this particular year I knew I had a nice gathering of young, especially male performers, of which these guys are of course part of that pool, and I just knew that this material could be could fit that group of kids nicely, and it has succeeded in that way.
All right. Now, Ben, do you ever get nervous for auditions or performances?
Not really. Not anymore. I know it sounds really weird, especially because I'm still in high school, but I mean, I've been auditioning and performing since, like, I think third grade now. And at this point, it hasn't become a fear anymore. It's become just, like, a part of my life that I love doing. And it hasn't brought me a sense of fear. It's brought me a sense of confidence and love.
Okay. Now, Ricky, is it difficult to balance schoolwork and rehearsals and performances?
Yes. In fact, yesterday was a little rough because I had a lot of tests one day, and I was just... It's definitely a lot of work. I mean, you got to study and you got to work on your lines. You got to work on the role. But overall, it's not too bad. I mean, it is only high school. I'm sure college is like insane, but I'm not going to worry about it yet. But definitely it's a struggle, but you get through it, and we all do.
Yeah, so. We have rehearsal till 9 o'clock at night, and then these kids go home to do 2, 3, 4 hours of homework at night. And to keep that schedule day after day. for a whole week of 5 days. They're amazing kids. I mean, they as Ben was saying, you know, they all work incredibly hard. They're very determined to be well-rounded, really good kids. It's amazing get to know them.
Ben, is performing something that you see yourself doing after high school?
I would love to. Going into college, I really want to study how to perform and how to teach. I want to start off professionally performing, either during or right after college, and then hopefully transfer to teaching, because I really believe that as much as I want to perform, I think it'll be extremely beneficial to the world if I can help others perform.
All right. You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. I've been joined in the studio today by student actors Ricky Falbo and Ben Sisko, as well as director Ben Stoner from the Crystal Lake South High School production of Catch Me If You Can. The musical plays Fridays and Saturdays through February 29th. For ticket information, go online to cls.d155.org. That's cls.d155.org. If you go to that website and scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll see the Catch Me If You Can logo to click on for ticket information. I encourage you to continue supporting the arts in our schools and communities. I thank you for joining me here today. And I thank our guest, Ben. It's been great having you on the show.
Likewise. Thanks for having us.
Ben, the other Ben.
Thank you.
Great having you on the show. And to make matters all balanced, we have two Rickies.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ricky, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us. I
hope your show goes great, and I really encourage our audience to go ahead and visit Crystal Lake South High School. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.